welcome to Listing Bits. This is Greg Robertson. I'm with my very special guest, Tyler Gordon from Agent Inbox. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
I'm doing very good. How about you?
Another day in the life, man. Yeah. You just were here at the Rezo conference in Austin. You were just on stage, right?
Yes, I was.
Will you tell what were you kind of talking about up there?
So we were talking about how to leverage real estate data to improve the user experience, onboarding, and customer support for real estate products.
Yeah. So for those people that don't know, what's your story? I mean, I quipped a little bit. You were introduced, and they said that you were had started your company 15 years ago, and you look like you're freaking 20. So I mean, at 5 years old, what were you selling?
When I was younger, you know, in middle school, my buddy and I were hawking websites to whoever would buy them. And since then, I've been addicted to building technology.
No, I mean, you know, I used to be the youngest guy in the room, right? So now you schmucks out there are all so much younger than all the rest of us that it's I have to kind of pop off a little bit there. But where'd you grow up?
So I grew up in South Florida and went to the University of Florida for school as well.
Okay. And what'd you get your degree in?
I studied finance, but I actually started my first real company when I was in college. We're building a educational software for marketing consultants.
And how'd you kind of get in the real estate game?
So my family has been involved in real estate my whole life and it just been around it forever.
Were they developers or agents or?
So real estate developers as well as builders, and they also had a real estate brokerage just to buy and sell their own properties.
Right. Yeah. So I think a lot of vendors have that. I mean, my mom sold real estate for a time as well. So it's you kind of have that.
It's a very nuanced industry and you got to know the insides to be able to build good stuff in it.
Yeah. 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 I remember first seeing at some conference and you gave me a demo. I was blown away.
Oh, thank you.
By what it is. This kind of messaging concept that you're bringing there. You know, talk about exactly how messaging can work for MLSs and how it can help with communication of members and software and help desks and all those kind of things. As far as for Agent Inbox, I mean, what are you kind of pitching right now as far as solution-wise to MLSs out there?
Yeah, so we're seeing this really massive shift in the way people communicate. So long gone are the days that people like to call each other. Email used to be the last wave, but you know, you find by and large people don't like emailing anymore. And most people are communicating through messaging systems. And so it's not only in your personal life, it's not only with your friends and family, but it's also shifting to the workplace as well. So what we're seeing is the emergence of all these verticalized communication platforms and tools that facilitate complex workflows and complex businesses and have unique data needs. So what we see in other industries is that they're building out these tools to allow everybody in that particular industry to effectively communicate on this messaging medium. So what Agent Inbox provides is, you know, we see that all the agents have migrated away from phone calls, they've migrated away from emails, and they're all messaging each other now, but they're messaging on text messages. So the core issue of this is that in a lot of markets, you have 100 agents to 50,000 agents, and all these agents don't know each other. So what we do is we create a market-wide messaging platform that allows every agent to communicate with every other agent about any listing from any device within any product.
So is this, now I'm just for the listeners, I understand what's going on here, but I want to like kind of pull it out.
Yeah, sure.
So is this like, you know, let's talk about messaging systems. So you've talked about obviously text messaging, right? Mm-hmm. There's also like Messenger and Facebook. So going back and forth there. Our company uses Slack, right? So there's kind of a messaging thing in that case. So is this like another, is it an app you put on your phone? Mm-hmm. Does an agent in this network have to install this app on their phone in order to kind of take advantage of being able to contact anybody within their MLS, within their association, within their brokerage? Or how does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're actually really lucky in the real estate space where we have all these data feeds that have every single agent and every single listing and every single brokerage. And so what we do is we actually integrate directly into the MLS system. And so any agent from a listing can start a conversation with any other agent in the entire market. If the agent wants to download the app, they can do so, but they're not required to. And, you know, it's not that there's another app for messaging. It's what we're seeing is the emergence of these very use case specific messaging tools. As you mentioned, that you're not communicating with your team over text messages, you're using Slack. And so in the real estate world, I mean, you're dealing with tens of thousands of agents in some markets. This is a segmented communication system built on top of and powered by real estate data.
So if I'm, for instance, if I'm logged in the MLS system, right? Mm-hmm. Would there be like a little chat bubble that I click on and like say, hey, Martha, what's the color of this carpet?
Yeah, exactly. So from any listing, you hit the button, drops you right off into agent inbox. You can start a discussion about a particular listing, or you can direct message an agent. And then with one click, it takes you right back into the MLS. So it's kind of like a communication layer that sits on top of any product in that MLS.
Again, I know the answer to this question, but I mean, what I think is amazing about this is, I mean, it sounds like it's really hard to integrate, right? I mean, this has got to be like, you know, weeks and weeks of mapping data fields and everything else, right?
We can turn it around in, you know, a day or two. So it's pretty easy now.
Yeah. So I love that about it, right? I mean, I liken it to Intercom, right? Which mm-hmm. we use and we love.
Definitely.
And I know there's a lot of kind of the philosophies of what those guys putting together, the jobs to be done kind of thing mm-hmm. That you're also a big fan of. But it's more than just, I think it's a great use case for, and having the MLS with all the agent information and the listing information, it's a great communication messaging experience. But you want to go beyond that too, right? I mean, why not include vendors in that kind of messaging thing? So maybe somebody has a question about cloud CMA or mm-hmm. you know, whatever else, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. So really what we're looking to build is messaging infrastructure where everybody involved in a real estate transaction or in the real estate industry can effectively communicate on one seamless platform. And that's not only just communicating with other agents in your market or your team and your brokerage, but that could also be communicating with your MLS, your association, and all the vendors. And what we're seeing when we look out into the broader market is that every industry is really creating these messaging buses that connect to all the different services that are relevant to that particular industry.
So. Right. So, I mean, so similar to how like I would go on an airline site, mm-hmm. chat, I guess they call it chat, and that's available. Mm-hmm. I can kind of ask a person there. Sometimes it's a bot, but a lot of times it's a person.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can be on the MLS and like, if I have a question about this listing or why the photos haven't been uploaded or whatever, right? I can like hit that chat bubble and communicate with MLS tech support right then and there. And they've got somebody on staff that's also in that thing. And you can have that conversation live.
Yep.
That also is contextual because, you know, you have the listing that's attached to that, right? So.
Yeah, exactly. So when you start a conversation with the MLS or the association or a vendor, they can have access to the relevant data that's specific to the things you're discussing. So imagine you have a new listing and you're very excited about it and you want to get a 3D virtual tour of that property. So you can either go to the website of the 3D virtual tour company, sign up, go through it, fill out the forms. And by that time, you're pretty fatigued and, you know, accessing that service. Or you can hit a button and just start a conversation with a 3D virtual tour company. Then you can pass in the property address seamlessly through the application. It knows who you are because you're on our platform. And just like you'd be texting this company, you can be doing it in the place where you're having all your business conversations.
Yeah, that's great. So not only, I mean, vendors have an opportunity like, you know, if it's an active listing, it's the agent and they want to make some flyers.
Exactly.
Right. If the flyer vendor has joined that network and is staffing that, right? Or it's, you know, it sends them an email or some alert that an agent's got a question about making some flyers from this listing, mm-hmm. boom. Right? It happens right there and in the workflow that the agent's doing already.
Yeah. So imagine a user wants to get a CMA through Cloud CMA and they can jump into the Cloud CMA channel. They hit a button, they pass in a couple properties. Cloud CMA runs their CMA magic and passes back a link. And when the user taps on it, it would take them right into Cloud CMA. Their listing presentation's perfect and they're good to go.
So University of Florida, right? You get a finance thing and you got a company going there. What was your path to kind of getting to founder and CEO of this?
Oh, well, so after the University of Florida, I worked for a company called Groove Shark. It was an on-demand streaming music site that serviced about 30 million uniques a month. And I actually built their data products and market research team. We built out a survey panel of about 300,000 people. And my family invited me to join the family business. So I went down to South Florida, got my real estate license, was selling houses, and quickly realized how absolutely ridiculous and hard it was to be a real estate agent and decided to build a product that solves a lot of the issues that we experienced.
So it comes from that, right? Not only were your family was involved, but I mean, yourself, did you sell any houses?
I did a few rentals, but it was pretty tough.
Yeah.
I'm not much a salesperson.
Yeah. No, I can imagine. I mean, it's a tough gig. A commission-only sales job is basically that you have to pay to do, basically.
It is a hard job, and I have a lot of respect for our customers.
So when did the idea come to you? I mean, as far as this messaging kind of thing.
So it really started with my business partner, who's one of the top agents in the Palm Beach County area. And so he's struggling to interact with all the agents in his market. And so we got together and said, hey, is there a better way to facilitate the interactions between the agents? And around that same time, we started seeing the emergence of these communication systems and all other aspects of the economy. And so we took a lot of best practices and applied it to the unique workflow of the real estate world.
Yeah. I mean, this has the potential of like, it's an e-commerce thing. I'm just trying to think of all the things it could replace or like supplement or be an alternative to showings, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can be help desk, but you know, all centered around this kind of messaging thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so what we're seeing in this industry is really the emergence of a lot of specialized products. And, you know, I think maybe it was Andreessen Horowitz that said, you're either bundling products or unbundling products. And so what we're seeing right now is the movement away from these monolithic products into these specialized products. And so what a messaging product does is it can act as a front end to funnel users into the various products in a particular real estate transaction, really giving these other services a lightweight front end to interact with not only the agents, but the buyers and sellers and other parties in the transaction.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, we're a big proponent of like making these small focused apps, right? Not some huge monolithic kind of system, but like, you know, listing alerts done really well, you know, reporting with like cloud CMA, mm-hmm. MLS kind of handling that kind of, you know, searching the way you think on an MLS.
Mm-hmm.
So we're big proponents of that kind of methodology. I mean, what are, you know, and this goes back to this kind of intercom thing of like what, it's like when you use software, you got to figure out what job is to be done here. What have you hired that software to do for you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So in the real estate world, you typically have a demographic that is a little bit less tech savvy. And so what that means is you have to really, really focus on delivering the best user experience to your product and really making sure you understand the workflows and the requirements of the people using your product. And so for us, whenever we develop new software, it's about understanding the problems that our users are having and designing solutions around that. Because I think the old Henry Ford quote is, if you asked somebody what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse instead of a new car. And so for us, we really like to focus in on understanding the problems, then coming up with unique solutions that are tailored to our industry.
So is this up and running anywhere right now?
Yeah, we almost have almost 100,000 agents that have access to the AgentBox platform.
And that's what MLS is?
So the biggest MLS to date is the Miami Association of Realtors. We have a ton of markets in North Florida, but we're starting to move all across the country. We're in California now. We're in Arizona. We're in Alabama, South Carolina. Quickly growing
so,
across
so
the country.
So if I'm in Miami and I'm on, I guess they're on Matrix, right?
Yep.
How do I know that AgentBox is there? Is there like a bubble or something? Or how do I know? Or do you have to, is it something that's already on or you have to turn it on or you have to download something? What do you have to do there?
Yeah, we try to make the experience really, really seamless. So from any listing, there's a message schedule button and the agent just taps that button. It drops them right off into our application. They can see their inbox and they can just start a conversation. So it's really, really natural. And we like to make it very, very lightweight so that they can come into our application, have that conversation interaction, and with one click, we can return them back to the search experience that they were having. So,
and that could be for any app, really, right?
For any application that's under the MLS umbrella, and ultimately, hopefully, even outside that.
So what success for you look like? I mean, what metrics do you guys have as far as like that you've really kind of like, there's a measurable amount of difference being made here with what your goals are?
Yeah. So right now, the biggest issue that our users deal with is that email is information overload and text messages are just completely unruly and impossible to manage, especially in larger markets. And so our goal is to migrate business-specific conversations related to a real estate transaction or the real estate industry into our product. And so what that means is that users are using our product to accomplish the specific interactions, whether it's messaging another agent or putting together a route. And so making sure that those initial tasks are being completed allows us to bring them down the pipeline to having this as an alternate way to communicate and do their business.
So, and how long has it been going on in Miami?
We just launched Miami in January.
Okay. So have you been learning? I mean, what's adoption like? I mean, are people still getting used to it, or anything that surprised you about how they're using this?
So out of their 43,000 agents, I think we have, or 17% have used it in some capacity in 3 months. So just learning from what we've done in other markets to push our products really quickly. I mean, you know, we've been able to really scale this product, and you plug in a data feed and on day one, anyone can start interacting with anyone else.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about these is like Slack and everything else is that this messaging stuff is, I remember somebody told me the answer to the question I have in my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, did he email it to me? Did he text it to me? Or did she Slack it to me? Or, you know, it's like there's so many goddamn places I have to check.
Yeah, yeah.
They got to make a search bar or something that like checks every kind of account where people can actually, do they direct DM me on Twitter? And it's endless the amount of different things you have out there. Somebody's got to make some sort of like Uber app, you know, big app that kind of connects, search all your platforms, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be really great. We would definitely be interested in doing that. But imagine what the agent's doing now. So if an agent deals with, let's say, 100 other agents a month, that's a busy agent that does multiple showings and has lots of interactions. And you want to check a message that was sent to you in the past month. And there, you literally have hundreds of unknown numbers in your phone book, and you'd have no idea how to even get to that particular conversation thread, let alone find that particular message related to that thread.
Yeah. So. I mean, it does. I think within our company, I think the advent of like something like Slack has been, it has lessened the amount of email we send to each other intercompany wide. But then there's still stuff that's going on in Slack. It's not email. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have that. I think with email, you've kind of got this bias or, you know, some level of expectation of an email to be replied to or anything else, right? So it is different from that, right?
Well, so I think studies have shown that messages themselves have a 99% open rate and a 95% response rate within like 5 minutes, where, you know, the core issue with email is, you know, I'll send you an email and it's socially acceptable to wait a couple of days to respond to it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but that's just kind of the experience that's been developed around email. Where on messaging platforms, they're a lot more informal and they're a lot more personal. So when I send somebody a message on Slack, it's okay for them to respond okay.
Yeah.
And you feel good about it. So when you're on that level where you're messaging people, you really see this different pattern of interaction, and realtors are really comfortable with it. That's a really big part of how they like to interact with their customers and each other.
So do you think this, you know, the messaging platform you guys have, is this also, would it ever be opened up to consumers?
I think that's probably, you know, relatively something that we want to do. We want to create it so that any company that wants to use messaging in their products can leverage our tools and do that. You know, here at the Real Estate Data Standards Organization, what we see is a lot of products that ultimately become very siloed. And so by having these market-wide tools that facilitate certain services, you know, you get a lot more competition and you get a lot more products that can innovate quickly. And so, Greg, a lot of your products are based off the fact that you can be pulling in data from the MLS and build your own CMA product and your own front end to the MLS, and you can really blow the other products out of the water. So
yeah. So I guess, you know, what you'd like to see is all vendors implement your messaging platform as well, right? I mean, I guess in markets you're in, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, we don't want to do this in a way where we're forcing anybody into something they don't want, but ultimately just having it so that everyone can seamlessly communicate. We'd actually rather be seen as, we'd rather be invisible. We don't want people to know that they're using our product as much as that if an agent is communicating in one product, that they can go from product to product and communicate effectively.
Yeah. So is it easy for a vendor, you know, for a vendor to integrate Agent Inbox in their products? I mean, you described pretty easily for an MLS system, right? So it's got to be, for anybody else, it's got to be pretty super easy as well, right?
Yeah, right now, all they have to do is drop in our little thing and with one click, we can take them in there. So as long as they're under the umbrella of the MLS authentication system, it's really seamless and easy.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, this is like, you know, I think people just kind of scratch the surface of what I think the key here is going to be is just getting a lot of people on in here with getting some sort of network effect. And then I think it has a potential of like one day waking up and go, how did we ever do anything, you know, without this, right? I think there's the potential there. It's just getting there, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's an itch that has not yet been fully scratched across the industry. A lot of times it's an itch that people don't know they even have. But once they finally scratch it, they're like, oh, that was it. Yeah. I finally found it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate that. I know you're really busy. I appreciate you guys taking the time here and meeting with me and recording this, my silly little podcast. Thanks a lot, man.
This has been great. And thank you so much. I really love the podcast and I love everything you guys are doing. And, you know, keep up the great work.
How can people reach you?
You can go to agentinbox.com or you can find me at Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, at agentinbox.com.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much, Greg. All right.